You to take your Bibles and turn with me to the book of Exodus. Exodus chapter 34. Exodus 34. I'm going to be dealing actually with the last, verses 5 to 7 in 34, but before we come to that place. The Lord had told Moses, I'm going to go with you. You're going to lead the people. I'm going to go with you. And Moses asked the Lord a question, made a request that just intrigues me. Every time I read it, it just arrests my heart. And he said in Exodus 33, verse 18, I beseech thee, Lord, I'm asking you. I'm asking you with all of my being. I beseech you. Show me thy glory. Well, what a request. Lord, show me your glory. And you know, you can have all kinds of interpretations. You know, what was he asking? I can look in the New Testament, that word, their glory. There's a word for the glory of the Lord, and actually this is what it means. It means opinion. It's what he asked him, show me what you think. Lord, what do you think? But the greatest definition of what Moses asked, the Lord answered. You want to know the definition of what Moses asked? You know what Moses was wanting to know? Listen to what the Lord said. Verse 19. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. Well, I think to myself, to ask the Lord, Lord, what is your thoughts? What do you think? Lord, what is your opinion? He said, this is what I think. I'm going to have mercy on whom I'll have mercy. This is my goodness. This is all of my good. I'm going to make all my goodness. I'm going to make it pass before you, Moses. David said, Psalm 31, 19, oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them, which thou hast hidden from being discovered. You've laid up for them that fear thee, for your people. Those that you've given a heart and a fear, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. The goodness of Almighty God and the blessings that he has reserved and kept eternally in the Lord Jesus Christ, the one in whom all the fullness of the Godhead bodily dwells. Lord, show me your glory. I'm going to make all my goodness pass before you. And then the Lord told Moses in that verse 19, verse of chapter 33, I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee. I'm going to teach you something, Moses, concerning my nature and my character. I'm going to teach you something of myself. Not just for a few minutes. Just tonight, for a few minutes. I'm like you, Donnie B. If we can just settle down for a few minutes. Lord, would you teach me something of yourself? Would you tell me something? Lord, show me your glory. Show me, Lord, who you are. I know that everything that I'm ever going to know concerning the Lord, God's going to have to teach me out of this word right here. This is all I got. And here's what the Lord Jesus Christ said, John 17:6, concerning the proclamation of the name of the Lord. He said, I've manifested, I've made visible what was hidden. I have manifested thy name. I've manifested the perfection of your character revealed in this glorious gospel that the Apostle Paul said, I'm not ashamed of. I've manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Now you talk about a miracle of God's grace that we're sitting here tonight and we know anything concerning the glory of God. I mean, what a subject. What a request. But what a blessing in the answer. He said, I'm going to make all my goodness pass before you. Moses, I'm going to teach you something of myself. I'm going to proclaim the name of the Lord. And this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to be gracious to whom I'll be gracious and show mercy on whom I show mercy. Would we truly see the glory of God? Would we behold His goodness this evening? I truly believe I want to. I want to. I want to hear. I want to see by faith that He's given me, that I know I didn't have when I was born. It was given to me to believe. There's a miracle. And for the Lord to cause His goodness to pass before me and for me to behold it. Every time I go to doctors and get a checkup or something like that, and the doctor says, well, everything looks great. I tell my wife, I don't know how to be thankful. I don't know how to thank the Lord. I don't know how to thank the Lord tonight. Amen. For the glorious revelation of His goodness. But would I see the Lord tonight when He says, I'm going to have mercy and compassion on whomsoever I will? You know what I know about that statement? That it is Almighty God who does as He will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. And I know this, that nobody stays His hand. To show mercy and compassion is His goodness. When Rebecca, the scripture says, had conceived, she had two boys in her womb. And the scripture says that the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil. Now they've not been born. They hadn't done anything. The scripture says that the purpose of God, according to election, might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth. It was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger. It's written. And it's not going to change. Because God don't change. It is written, Jacob the younger, have I loved, Esau, have I hated. The world will read that. The world's religion will read that. And they'll say, now that's not fair. You know what God says? This is my goodness. Show me your glory. I'm going to cause all my goodness to pass before you, and I'll have mercy and compassion on whomsoever I will. What shall we say, the Apostle Paul said in Romans 9? Is there unrighteousness? Is there wrong? Or is there a deed that Almighty God has done that violates His law? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. For or because he said to Moses, quoting Exodus 33, I'm going to have mercy on whom I'll have mercy, and I'll have compassion on whom I have compassion. I will have compassion. So it's the Lord's goodness. Show mercy and compassion. Well, having told Moses that I'm going to make all my goodness pass before thee, and I'm going to proclaim the name of the Lord. Now, in Exodus 34 and verse 5, here's what the scripture says. And the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. God Almighty manifested himself speaking from the cloud. That's what he said. The Lord descended in the cloud and stood with Moses there and proclaimed his name, proclaimed his character. But when I read that concerning him descending in the cloud, here we are tonight, and we're hearing the glorious message of God's honor, God's goodness, God's glory, God's character. But don't we see through a glass darkly? He descended in a cloud. And he spoke with Moses. But how much is concealed in what we know? We see, when it says we see through a glass darkly, you look in your in the margin of my Bible here, it's we see through a glass in a riddle. We see like in a riddle. We know, but how little we know. Oh, but then, face to face. And I think about the wonder of seeing him and knowing as he is known. Knowing him as we are known. I think, Lord, that you'd teach us anything, but Lord, that you'd teach us in that day, we'd see you as you are. But knowing, here again, knowing that the Lord's proclaiming his name and his character and his glory, here again concerning his goodness. Moses asked again in verse 18 to 33, show me your glory. Now look at this part of his answer too in verse 19. I know I'm going back and forth, but that's okay. He said in verse 19, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. Oh, the will of Almighty God's going to be done. His counsel is going to stand, isn't it? Show me your glory. I'm going to do whatever I want to do. That's my glory. I'm God. He's God Almighty, God of purpose and promise and of power. Show me your glory. I will. I will. And then in verse 6 of chapter 34, and the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed the Lord. the Lord God. I am that I am.
Amen.
I am God.
Amen.
I'm God. Let all the earth keep silence before Him. Just hush. Just be quiet. Be quiet. I'm not trying to make any kind of a comparison. I'm gonna say something about Brother Scott right here in a minute, and I want to make this perfectly clear. I mean, I'm talking about being quiet before the Lord, but it made me think about Brother Scott. I was telling Brother David here when I went to Fairmont 14 half years ago. It was such a blessing to me. I was able to sit and visit Brother Scott in a way that I'd never had before. But one of the blessings that the Lord allowed me to experience would just be to take him out. He liked biscuits and gravy, and I'd take him out once or twice a week, you know, go get biscuits and gravy. And the best thing that I could do was just sit down and shut up. Just be quiet and just listen. Lord had taught him something. It taught. This was a man taught of the Lord. And I think about the respect that would be due. But for God Almighty, for the Lord God to proclaim the Lord. The Lord God. And then he said, merciful. Plenteous in mercy. He who delights to show mercy in Christ, who is our mercy seat. Merciful. What he did was, he said, this is my glory. This is my goodness. That I have a people everlastingly loved, chosen in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I have been pleased, eternally pleased, to not give them what they deserve.
Amen.
I've been pleased to pass over them through the merits of my blessed Son. This is my glory. You're not going to perish. This is my goodness. I'm going to show you mercy. Merciful and gracious, without any merit being found in the vessels of his mercy.
Right.
Almighty God, who was pleased to bestow his grace upon all that he loved in Christ, kept in Christ. And where he put them, he kept them. Kept them by the power of God through faith. Gracious to give them what they in themselves didn't deserve. Life in Christ. Show me your glory. I'm not going to give you what you deserve, and I'm going to give you what you didn't deserve in you. I'm going to be merciful, and I'm going to be gracious to you. And then the scripture says concerning the Lord's proclamation of his name, long suffering, slow to anger. I love this passage, 2 Peter 3:19. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, that is to take vengeance on rebellion in this world. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, as if God's forgotten what he's promised he's going to do, but is long-suffering to usward. Long-suffering to his people. Long-suffering for the sake of his people, toward his people, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Now let me see if I can make good on this. If Almighty God has chosen to show mercy upon a vessel of his mercy, and that vessel of his mercy is going to be born in 2017, is it not the glory of God to be long-suffering? And if this great-great-grandparent and grandparent and then parent who knew not the Lord and God Almighty was long-suffering and did not at that time pour out his wrath on those vessels of unbelief and to show mercy to one that was going to be born, if Almighty God was pleased, a lot of my family, it goes back a long way. It was my mama and my dad on his side too, but came through a long lineage of unbelief. And as far as I know, my mother, who was the last of the children to be born, out of 11 kids, and finally my mama was born. And as far as I know, the only one that the Lord's been pleased to show mercy, as far as I know, long suffering. It is the goodness and the glory of Almighty God to be long suffering. The Lord sovereignly does as he will concerning his sheep, because they're going to be saved. If Almighty God's ever chosen to show mercy to a hell-deserving sinner, he's going to have them. All that the Father's given me, listen to this, how sure this is, shall come to me. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Isaiah 30:18, therefore will the Lord wait, that he may be gracious unto you, and therefore will he be exalted, that he may have mercy upon you. For the Lord is a God of judgment. Blessed are all they that wait for him. The Lord passed by before him, proclaimed the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in goodness. Oh, how kind is the Lord to his people. Psalm 31:21, blessed be the Lord, for he has showed me his marvelous kindness in a strong city in Christ. The haven of rest. The city of rest, of refuge. Blessed be the Lord. Bless his holy name. He showed me. Now you talk about a rebel. I mean, you know. Y'all may have some stories. He showed mercy to me. I can tell you that. Abundant in goodness and abundant in truth. John 14:6 declares the Lord to be the truth. I am the way, I am the truth. Abundant in truth. He's abundant in truth in the fulfilling of his promises. He's abundant in truth. If the Lord has made a statement concerning himself in these scriptures, let me tell you how sure it is. He's abundant in truth. Listen to this promise. Call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. What do you think probability of that not happening is? None. None. Listen to this promise. And oh, how often I quote this to myself. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Never. I'll disappoint you. I may not mean to, but I'm just not going to make good on it. And I can tell you this, I'll try, I'll do my best. He said, I will never, never leave thee. Listen to this promise. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I think about the tenderness of that. I mean, he's talking to his disciples and he tells them, so, now you listen to me. In my Father's house are many mansions. And if it wasn't this way, I'd have told you. I'm not going to lie to you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, now listen to this. I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And a believer says, come quickly, Lord Jesus. The Lord's never going to suffer his truth, his promise, his word to fail. Listen, talk about the word of God. You know this, Psalm 138, verse 2. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth, for thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. I don't even know what to say. I mean, what do you say? Lord, you've magnified your word above all thy name. What should I consider concerning his word? Lord, as you've said, it is at your word. And then in closing, verse 7. Here's show me your glory. Show me your glory. And he said, I'm going to make all my goodness. Now, in this last verse right here, we're going to behold the marvel of all of God's goodness. This is it. Verse 7. This is it. He says, keeping mercy for thousands. Keeping mercy. According to that everlasting covenant of grace, David said, these be the last words of David. Although it be not so with my house, he's made with me an everlasting covenant. And I love this. It's ordered in all things, and it's sure. It's sure. It's keeping mercy for thousands. And listen to this. Here's his goodness right here. There's forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin according to his goodness. There's a lifting up, taking away of his people's guilt. How? He hath made him to be sin for us, his people, who knew no sin. He knew no sin. When he went to the cross, I cannot say, I've said this so many times, I'll have to tell you this. One day I was sitting down with Brother Scott, and I said, Brother Scott, 2 Corinthians 5:21. I said, according to that scripture, when the Lord Jesus Christ went to the cross, I said, now, according to this word, when it said the Father concerning is holy, harmless, the Lamb of God, He who personally knew no sin. No one ever convinced Him of sin. It was of the Lord that the Father said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased." When He went to the cross, this is what the Scripture says. He was made sin. He was made sin. He was made what we are. And Almighty God, according to His law, according to the law, where sin was found, the law demanded justice. And He, as the divine substitute, if my mama murdered somebody and was sentenced to die in an electric chair, and because I love my mama, I was going to say, "Well, look, I tell you what, since somebody's going to have to die, why don't I go ahead and I'll just die for her. I'll die in her place." Now, this is what most religions teach. That there was just, the Lord just going, He was just going to make a blanket death. Now, if I would, you know, they're going to let me die in her place. And she shows up for the electrocution. She shows up because I'm her son and she loves me and I love her, and so I'm going to die. So I'm electrocuted. But if that was me dying and somebody says, "Boy, he sure loved his mama," but the only problem is, and they turn to her and say, "But she's guilty. She's still guilty." But if I could become my mama and as my mother be electrocuted, and it was actually Marion Stoniker being electrocuted, now that would be a different matter. He was made sin. He was made what we are, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. Forgiving iniquity and transgression is sin. And the Scripture says concerning His glory and His goodness, "And that will by no means clear the guilty." The soul that sinneth is going to die. And Almighty God put away by Him being made sin what we are. Oh, I know this. When He died at Calvary, He died, and those iniquities that He bore, they were His. You say they were ours. Yeah. And they were made His. In Psalm 40, He said, "Mine iniquities have taken hold. They're more than the hairs of my head." Paid the debt to the exact demand of God's law. And then He said, "It's finished. It's finished." This is His glory. Put away the debt of His people. Show mercy and compassion. But in the end, nobody's going to have a problem talking about the goodness of God. "Show me Your glory. I'm going to cause all my goodness to pass before You. I'm going to show mercy, compassion." But I want you to look at the last part. "Visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children unto the third and of the fourth generation." There was two boys in Rebekah's womb. And God Almighty was pleased to show mercy to one and grant faith called him out of darkness because he chose to show mercy. But concerning the other boy, concerning Esau, he said, Esau, I've hated. And Almighty God, according to his goodness, he said, I'm going to cause all my goodness to pass before you. And according to his goodness, he let Esau do exactly what he wanted to do. Now let me ask you this. Is God good if he leaves one to themselves? Yes, he is. Yes, he is. I'm going to cause all my goodness to pass before you. It is by the grace of God that any man, any woman, has the mercy of God shown to them. And it is all to the honor and glory and praise of the Lord Jesus Christ. But if Almighty God leaves one to themselves to do what they want to do, they did exactly what they wanted to do. And Almighty God is good. May the Lord bless these words to our hearts for Christ's sake. Amen.